and Patty, and Patty running through a crowd with those boobs, she'd knock off two with her boobs. Be a hell of a day. Wait. I don't want to get charged with indecent. It would be indecent. There ain't nothing more indecent to look at, I can think of. Okay, where are we? What are we doing now? Let's get down to the bedrock shit. We've had enough light humor for you. I guess some folk need it. Miss Betty, Beverly Oliver called to say that she was going to the police on Guy Young because he didn't have ministerial license and he married Bruce and Shonda. Ain't this a shit? She's getting me. She's going to get me for being a witness. Guy had a photostatic copy of the license and the marriage license made for her. Ain't that a bitch? She don't care who she destroys. And keep telling me. That's good. Keep telling me all this shit because I do want to make mincemeat to her.
Dad, she said the same thing about Tony and Isaac. How can you marry Mr. Shonda and marry Tony and Isaac? He was a false minister.
And false minister my ass. He's got a doctor of divinity from the Presbyterian Church and the disciples. He's ordained in our denomination. The bitch. But that just shows how wicked she is. She didn't know it, and so she was willing to get him, go put him in jail. I don't remember that bitch. And Christine, a black woman, going to put her in jail, too, as being a false witness. I don't remember her. She better live. She better enjoy her hate while she's got it, because that bitch is going to get it some way. Yeah. I think we ought to think out some good long way, though, to see if they last a while. Life is its own worst judgment. Yes, Shonda.
She also told the foreign minister here that I was a setup to get Bruce over here in a slave camp. And, you know, so when I went in to talk to him, he said that, so he wouldn't believe anything I had to say. She told him that I was a setup to get him over here.
You're a pretty setup. But that's a damn lie. Boy, they sure tell you how they do things, huh? How long were you two guys, fiancés, how long were you relating? My Christ. Before that happened, 2 years? 2 years before we ever come to PL, weren't you and Bruce together? It's a long time to wait for a setup. Lying sons of bitches. It's such a wicked. I just write it up. I don't want to get my mind on the bitch today because I can't get my hands on her. I want to get her primarily for trying to kill your mother, who your Nick's best friend. I want to get her come storming ass in that church trying to kill her. I'm telling you, the bitch going to pay for that shit. Shift around. By the way, to show you the evil, the CIA system, the Interpol system, our chief informant, Harold Rogers, has been exposed to triple leukemia. It's brought about by some type of radiation. He's one of the chief informers that stepped out. And he's dying, a black man who'd been high up in police ranks. A number of others have been killed by that, by just being exposed to the tests that are done by the government, done on their own officers and on their own military. I told you about that. Now, can anyone tell me anything about the news this morning? Do tell me some point.
Jane,
better shut up now.
Jane Fonda sold her body and got $50,000 for the Black Panthers. And
she did one time at her high moment.
And
it's an old 70-year-old white prick.
you know, she's a sellout.
She's a sellout. That's what pains.
He's still talking.
It's amazing some folk could listen to. Sammy Davis lost his manhood if he ever had it.
Yeah, that's the point.
That's pretty good, Lou. You got a good. That's a good. You caught that. I passed over that very fast, so that's pretty good.
Hold on. Lou Jones Jr. He worked with me the other night, giving out treats, and.
Said you can't hear you.
I just wanted to say about Lou Jones Jr. I hadn't had an opportunity to really get to know him too well. I hope I get to more. But he's a natural organizer. He is a natural organizer. Lou Jones Jr. is a natural organizer. I'm just telling from what I could pick up from the way he helped me hand out treats, he could be really a general superintendent when he gets grown up.
Yeah, I like a kid. I like that kid.
Everybody has that natural ability to look at a situation and pull it together and organize it and push it forward. He's got it.
I don't know his name, but he said they should have more police stories on TV.
That's what Showtill. I was very proud. Showtill has Butler has a little problem. She caught that thing on television. That's pretty complicated. That's what she was getting ready to tell me. So what you were saying, Conway Butler?
Excuse me.
It's all right. She's a senior. Come on, folks. Come on. She has some atherosclerosis, supposedly damaged from diabetes. This is fascinating.
I said TV was set up back in Eisenhower's time and Harry Truman put a black man's benefit that he would blow his mind on different kind of musics and all that high music, and the folks that it was so high they'd have to almost knock their eardrums out listening at it, but it worked with the young people. And of course, they are keeping it up all along to keep a ruler over the young people's mind that they won't be able to think for themselves.
Yeah, we got an important aspect. There's more to that story too. There, it was very, very. We all knew it, but it now is revealed by FBI papers as a sick mess. It was a long, complicated mess. Boy, they've been anticipating the human mind for years. I say anything that's that well orchestrated, friend, you can know is at a high level of conspiracy at this day. If they didn't even hardly know what TV was about, and they had already this concocted shit and government funding to do it. What were some of the things they set TV up? They have all the purposes they tried to achieve through TV. I don't expect everyone of you to remember all of it, but you. Yeah, yeah. What was some of it? Just okay. Well, hold it. Go down the line here.
Excuse me.
That sister standing. You want to ask her? Hold it.
John Wayne is dying from open heart surgery.
Good. I'm glad he is, but thank you for the news.
Today is my birthday, Dad.
What's that?
Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday, honey. Happy white night.
Today.
Very sweet. You're lovely. I love you. Happy birthday.
88 years today, Dad.
How many?
88.
88.
Yes, Dad.
Beautiful, love. You left the Caribbean to go to the United States and come back. That's good. 88. Marvelous. She's sweet. Not only that, you heard something else about John Wayne today. What else did you hear about John Wayne today? I can't get over these sons of bitches. I'd at least die with a little dignity if I had. I think even capitalism could get over their fears. What happened to good old Johnny? Bruce, what happened to Johnny?
Brother Carter's sister went to him to try to convert him over.
No, she didn't go to him. He called for her.
He converted over.
You can't hear.
President.
Shut up back there. Thank you, Muggs.
He called for President Carter's sister to come with him to convert him over to Jesus Christ, and then at his last minute that he think that Jesus Christ is going to come out at the last minute and save him a spot maybe in heaven.
Said he had a feeling in the hospital room that Jesus entered his heart. The poor fucking heart's been just opened so it'll flow with that little blood in. I don't know how he got that big fart Jesus in there on top of that. Something else. Oh, son of a bitch. Stupid old son of a bitch. Any old fuck.
Big shoot 'em up cowboy, John Wayne. He scared of dying, so he gets on Jesus' side just before he dies. Throws his cigarettes away just in time. So he can be in that great Hollywood company up in the sky. Going to shoot 'em up for Jesus.
Dumbass. I don't mind white knights when I think of the maniacs that's back in that country. Yeah, what's up? She said the kitchen wants us to die. I don't know what the fuck's going on. She said the kitchen wants the diabetics and the pregnant mothers to do what?
Raise their hands.
To raise their hands so you can get your potion first. Okay. Where, moms? Maybe are you making any new jokes on all this yet? You ought to have 8 new lines on this shit. For Guyana, you ought to do a takeoff on John Wayne finding Jesus. Your next show. Mae West? Yeah. No, Mae West. Mae West tried to have her boobs tied up and she got some fucking infection and they're about to rot off. I think she deserves it, the old bitch. Right. All right, but Lou Jones, what happened? What were some of the horrors of that TV business?
I was going to say something else about the FBI.
The FBI?
Mm-hmm.
Quiet, please.
One of the FBI agents revealed about TVs. Let's see.
Solar storm, aurora borealis, meteor storm.
A CIA storm. All the meters are dead out of our bands, they said.
Oh, and he said that it makes people don't want to stand up to the Capitol.
We'll have to have quiet now. We're going to get some news here.
You
can't hear back there. What do you mean you can't hear back there?
Okay. It makes the people don't stand up to the Capitol.
Is a PA dead back there? You having more trouble than usual? Well, everybody else is waving to back row and even outside saying they hear it. So let's talk on loudly. Come on.
Okay. One of the FBI agents said that they can brainwash people by...
What's his name? Anybody remember? I've forgotten myself.
Patrio.
That's why I'm asking. What?
James Caprio.
That's right.
It makes the people don't stand to the populace because it shows in the TVs that the people who be trying to struggle, they always lose, and it make the people scared of the police stories and stuff like that.
Okay, now let's go down point by point. Each give a point of what. Thank you, Lou. You have a good mind, a good sharp mind. What are some of the very dangerous, horrible things that that this FBI paper revealed? This guy had held it for 25 years, and he's dying. I guess it's the only way he feels safe to reveal it. His wife's dead, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another thing about the TV shows that they're brainwashing the people by showing them. They use large guns so that they won't know that small guns can do the same amount of damage as a larger weapon. And also,
that's what the mayor's commission called for. Yeah. This is a little different from the paper. That was a separate thing. The mayor was concerned about the violence that said the handgun, the Saturday Night Special, gives people too many ideas that they can go out. See, that was something they didn't count on. They liked the violence because what did it do? It released the pent-up emotion. People get caught up in the shows, then they lose all their anger, and it works a good thing for them on that angle. That was number one. Shit, it was so complex. I'm too tired without rest to remember all of it. What the shit? There's some new angle. Isolation. Promote isolation. But there's some horrible things that Hoover quoted. That when the population has to be isolated, when segments of the population have to be isolated, and they want dangerous minorities, yes. And forgets when they're hungry, yes. It caused them to forget when they're hungry. And that there was a governmental funding to see that the major television industries be able to put a TV, Westinghouse in particular name, to put a TV in every house, no matter if they had food. And we see that. Did you notice everything in the United States was going up? TVs were going down. We should have been able to see that. That was plain. Remember when TVs went down, even you get color TV for a damn cheap price. Here you could buy a TV, all of a sudden it was $400 and $500, and you could buy a son of a bitch for $69.95.
That's the only thing you get on credit, almost.
It's about the only thing you get on credit. That's what it said. This FBI report said that. You can rent TVs almost nothing on contract. But Hoover admitted the ineffectuality of the system, too. He said something else I wish I could stick my brain on. I'll have to go back and get the notes. So even though it's about the free enterprise system, it cannot meet the needs of their total employment or something. I mean, it cannot not be done. Can't eliminate poverty. And eventually, it will have to isolate whole segments of the population. The government will have to do that. So we want to make them passive. So they put the input on police stories so people would respect the police. Wake up, dears, please. Would put the input, the emphasis would be on police to make them respect police so they would not resist when the police came for them. And we see that every day. Woman, police stories. I don't know all those damn things. I never watched TV. What is it? Make them hate minorities, yes. Subtle prejudices implanted, both in Hollywood too. Disney was greatly funded for all these cheap ship comedies.
Gets
people to convalesce quicker so they can be back in the job market and save the insurance companies money. Big business. I've been dealing with human beings like that now for 20. He may be the report's 25 years old and started before that. That's a bad business. If they were back there dealing with people like that, like a piece of shit, dealing with specks of dust, or like you deal with some kind of a one-celled creature, if they were doing it back then, you can better believe what the hell they're doing now. If you lay awake at night, yeah, about insomnia. What was exactly insomnia? Insomniacs can be dangerous. So you got to divert them with the late shows.
If they lay awake at nights worrying, they might get to thinking that the system was wrong instead of them.
Yeah.
And people should not be allowed to have time to just think. They had to be kept diverted.
That's right. I said you don't need as much food, too. With TV, it's been proven, they've done some study that you don't need as much food. That's wonderful. think we were lending ourselves. I wish every time I'd seen somebody look at some bitch, we'd have thrown something through it. Think that we were being controlled. Don't need Adolf Hitler. We had Adolf TV. You're waiting too long. You're waiting too long, the Asians supposed to take over the world. Are you going back and fuck with Mrs. Carter? Huh? You're going back and fuck with Mrs. Carter and let me see it. This is one thing giving me courage. I wish it wouldn't make no difference what, just long as it's not one of them honky. This thing come through its honky mommy, but she's now a nigger mommy, but my God, it come through, just slid through. Slid through. Just give it some time, ain't going to have no trouble, because they're all going to look like this. That's right. Then you're probably going to fight over. Ain't going to be able to fight over race. So look at me, honey. You think you're a fucker? I'm the fucker. I fuck and I come through. Funny. And the funny eyes, his daddy is mixed Asiatic and white. And he's part of me on the show here. And then my mama's white and he still comes through. You look like you come directly from 13. Come in here express right down the damn Asian main line. Right. Temple loved you. Yeah, loved you. That gives me encouragement, not because he's my grandchild, but because, by God, one day, Mr. White Man won't have any, he thinks his racial purity. He's shit, he can't match that. You fuck it today. You fuck it, I won't it. He says, Grandpa, I sense he's got plans for me, and I don't know whether I like him or not. But I'm hardly off the bottle. You're not off the bottle. The bottle? Look at his face. I would call that a hostile look. He's okay, shit. I'll share anything with Father. It says everything has to be going. Okay, what's next on the damn mess?
Another thing was Samoa is holding her own and gaining more ground.
Yes, sure. Sure, Kay Rosa, so she was up all night. She should be in bed. We don't punish people. I even like Kay Rosa. She's even nice. I could hate you one day, and if you get nice 24 hours later, I love you. Keep smiling, Kay. You look beautiful. Because good work is what's beauty. You worked and didn't make any complaints. Nobody comes, she didn't complain. Worked all night. I think we ought to give Kay a good hand.
Do I have to be in the supervision, Dad?
What?
Do I have to be in the supervision, Dad?
Is it important for you not to be under supervision?
I don't know.
I'm saying, you will not be under supervision?
I'd like that.
You've been doing pretty well?
Yes.
Well, today everyone's under supervision. They're all sleeping on the same
bed. Yes.
Well, honey, we'll let you try. Don't fuck up. Because sometimes I think everybody ought to be under supervision. It makes the friends the best out of this. Right? I'm under supervision. Yeah, they don't understand it. It's too complex to understand, I guess. I'm under supervision. I'm just delighted to come here and talk. Just delighted. 13 hours yesterday. I loved that so much. Hell, I went home and jacked off 5 times after that. I had so much fun here. I hope you understand my bite satire. I'm obviously a prisoner. The last thing I want to do is talk. Hurts too much in the first place. Second place, don't work. And then in the third place, people always mumble. So nobody can listen. And you people of security are going to have to take more loose in here to get it under control because they just keep it up. Go ahead.
Well, Dad, the thing that I was going to say about television was already said, but Lou asked me to say that TV, that they use it for propaganda and that they said that they was going to get everybody having a television, even the poor people. And I had another thing that I was going to say. They said that UFOs, that they come in, that you said, they come in groups of 4 and 16. They went fast, or sometimes they just went up higher. They just completely stopped. And the other thing that you had said was Sammy Davis Jr. was a sellout, and then he was going crazy because he couldn't fuck anymore.
You're a smart kid. He is a bright kid. By the way, another thing he reminded me of, I forgot, and in that report, I didn't make the connection. We remembered before we'd heard news about cable TV being put in the home so that they'll be able to monitor every home both ways. You can see it, and they can see you. Big Brother can watch you, like 1984. Well, it said the goal was to have a cable TV system in every home. And at that time of this report, it mentioned, the current news was, that there are 21,500 homes in USA that have cable TV. Now that would be, if you average families five, better than half of your people are already under cable TV. I didn't pick up on the cable TV. And that was in there too. So they can watch you. You worry about a little watching we do. How you like me to watch while you screw and watch while you blow your nose and watch while you wipe your ass or take your Tampax out, huh? TV on or off. It will monitor you on or off. USA.
They had something in Detroit. They were going to start a mandatory situation where it cost $6 that you'd have to pay the $6, and they would connect something to your television.
Thank you.
The government or the system speaking to you through your television. It would cost you, you'd have to put it on your, I think it was through the Edison company, $6 that would be added to your bill. There was some type of advertising that would be on your television that
you see.
No, this one was, they could tune into your house and start talking and you would give them the directions.
Oh, that's for the new television.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing that. Fools are buying that TV telephone service, paying $6 for it in all major cities now, and all the instructions are what? They say it's supposed to protect you in the case of a national emergency, a nuclear war. What the fuck are they going to tell you? Hello, patron. The bomb is coming. You have 18 minutes to get ready to have your ass fried. That's all the fuck you could do. What you going to do in downtown Detroit? No underground shelters? Only Soviets, only communist countries have underground shelters for their people. They dumb pricks pay $6 as a... Bomb's on its way, honey. Pray. You people don't know what the hell's going on out there. I'm not trying to be humorous, but you show that you don't understand what's going on. What's that?
I don't think they tell the people anyway. I've read and overheard some stuff to the effect that if people know Obama's coming, they panic and run around crazy, and that the decision was that they would not tell the people.
I've not read it, but I wouldn't doubt it.
The excuse was that more people were unsheltered right after they heard the news because they would panic and rush out from the stores and stuff. But the net effect was if Obama would be coming, they would not tell the people. They would let it land on the people's
sure.
heads without any warning.
Makes sense. Keep the slaves in order until they're fried, till your eyeballs drop out. They ain't going to tell nobody. Because you might run down the street and get in the way of one of their helicopters while they're trying to get out to some refuge or to get to their jet to take off if they can make it in time. Or their underground tunnel that they got for all the rich ruling class, what they call that motherfucker, Silo Mount, Iron Mountain in New York for Rockefeller. Huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. you call it, but it's true. It's what it is. Vertical what? Vertical takeoff and landing, so they can shoot right up the jet and get their asses out. And come down here so we can shoot them. Want to make good hunting. The Reb will have his ovens hot.
And expect, you know, gentility.